Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. It's a new week, and we're excited to do this week talking about web meeting tips. I've been doing a lot of remote meetings, online meetings, and everybody else is sharing their two cents, so I might as well share mine as well. So I've got five tips this week on how to have successful web-based meetings. So stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
All right. Tip number one is very simple. Choose the best system. Choose the best system. Here's what I mean by that. Where I work, we had a corporate contract, if you will, for GoToMeeting. And GoToMeeting is not bad, but it just so happened that it came at a certain rate, and so we had it, and no one really researched the other opportunities. Well, what about WebEx? Well, what about Adobe Connect? Well, what about Zoom? And sometimes we work in locations that just say, this is the one you have to choose. So you figure this one out. And that's okay if that's the way your organization works. What I want to recommend to you, though, is if you have an opportunity to have some input, check them all out. Again, I'm a fan of Zoom only because of certain different features that it has. I also like the price point on Zoom. And as a speaker and trainer, I've been using Zoom for years, well before this remote pandemic thing happened. So not a Johnny come lately on Zoom. I do appreciate what they have to offer. But I also like GoToMeeting at sometimes and WebEx. So here's my point. Just find the right system that works for you. Are you doing more one-on-one meetings? Are you doing more breakout sessions? Are you having big 300-person training sessions? Are these just for one-on-one coaching sessions? Not every system has the same features. So again, make sure that you get in there, know what you want, find the right system for you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.